Good morning, everyone. You are here listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Whew, I am still coming off the energy of the previous couple of shows. I don't get up super early. I'm just not that kind of person. But I always try and listen to everybody's shows when I can, whether it's on replay or live. And I try to get up early enough. I try to get up early enough to listen to all the shows, but I'm generally not up before 8 p.m. So, or I'm sorry, 8 a.m. Yeah, that was a Freudian slip. 8 p.m. is more like it. Usually I roll out of bed like 9:30 if left to my own devices, sometimes later. So this morning I was up early. I was up at 8. Actually, no, I was up even a little bit earlier than that. But so Kat was just talking about the energy coming from Mark's show and having Keith on as a guest. And I was just feeling all of that. Oh my goodness, I still am. And it's so funny because right when she mentioned, the energy sort of calming down, it sort of started to calm down, and I felt that too. So that was kind of funny. We're very in sync. But anyway, welcome to Monday. what day is it anyway? I believe it is September 23rd, 2024. I could be wrong about that, but you never know in the high vibing state that I'm in right now. And it is 10:04 a.m. and I am over here in lovely, cloudy California, Southern California, where is presently my home. And gosh, I have so much that I'm feeling at the moment that it's just not wanting to come out of my mouth. But I will do the best I can, since obviously an hour of silence would not do us any good unless we were meditating, which could do us a lot of good, actually. So let me just take a breather and get myself a little more grounded, so that I can actually focus and be of service to all of you, which is what I want to do. Okay. So again, I wolfed down my morning drinks and my celery juice and my green smoothie, and now I'm working on my bone broth. So I am well hydrated, people. It's very important to be hydrated, especially since I have started these new light patches that I will tell you a little bit about. So recently it came to my attention that there was a new healing methodology in the form of these light patches, and they are, the brand name is LifeWave, and they have various patches for various different healing points in your body. And bear with me, because I'm like in a bit of a trance state right now. But it's funny because these trance states can go from very, very, very fast, high energy. Or I should say they can go from a very like low, blissful, spaced out energy to a very high, fast-paced energy, just depending on what hits me at the moment. So when I kind of go into these trance states, sometimes they kind of knock out my brain a little, if that makes sense. And this kind of thing I've mentioned before has been happening to me since July of 2018. And it's, I mean, that's relatively relatively recent. It's been a few years, but still, It's always changing because it's energy, and energy continues to change. So it's always shifting in how it feels in my body. And excuse me one second, I just got a little frog. So the energy keeps shifting and changing, and I feel it differently. And it's the energy of spirit, and I know that. And so it's a very cool thing that I'm feeling, but it will take me into a bit of a very like feeling high. It's a very euphoric state. And it's sometimes it knocks me down and out, and I feel like I really just have to lie down and not talk. So when it happens during the radio show in that form, it can be slightly challenging, but I'm just gonna go with it, and I'm not gonna let it hamper what we're doing because it's actually here to be helpful. So I'm gonna regard it as what it is, which is a blessing. Okay, so let me just look at my notes for a second because I think I might need them today. And I am okay. It's nothing bad. It's all good. But yeah, just this floaty high vibrational feeling in my body is often a little bit weird, even though I love it. But it's where my intuition and my connection to spirit is probably the strongest. So it's a good thing. So yeah, so let me just thank all of you for being here for one thing. And I'm gonna tell you all how to join me if you would like to ask questions. And if you have input, I would love to hear it. So join me in the Facebook chat. And the way you do that is by going to your device. Oops, excuse me. My green drink is repeating on me slightly. So just go over to your device and tap in 12radio.com. And that will take you over to the 12radio website. And if you look on the left side, there are some options. And one of them is chat. So just hit chat. I'm doing this with you if you haven't already done it. And that will take you right into the Facebook page for 12radio. And if you just scroll down, you will see my banner. And you can make comments and ask questions. Oh, excuse me, guys. This green drink apparently, like, scarf it down too fast. You can make comments. You can ask me questions. I would actually love it if you would ask me questions because I really do questions quite well, I think. I'm a certified spiritual psychology practitioner. I always say it's kind of like a therapist in many ways because it involves spirituality and psychology. And it's very helpful in not only looking at problem solving, but actual cause and effect of why things are happening in our lives. And as you may or may not know, you really can't solve things at the level of effect. You kind of have to go back down to the level of cause if you really want to try and solve a problem from its root source. You can ameliorate things somewhat on the surface level of effect, but when you really want to solve something that's been pressing, for a while maybe, and you really want to delve down to getting at the root of something like a problem or an issue, and you really want to figure out like why it's happening and what you can do about it, that's when you want to go down to the level of cause. And that is why it's called cause and effect. Because if you get down to the level of cause, you can often start to see, once you're looking there, what the actual solution might be. And often, when we're having an issue, the best thing to do at the level of cause is simply to truly surrender and truly let go and truly give it up to God. You know, let go and let God. And that's the thing that I find works, honestly, 100% of the time. I've never seen anything work better. It's just the way our lives are designed. It's who we are as spiritual beings. And if we're not letting God lead in our life, if we're trying to do everything just by virtue of our little human being, we're going to run into problems. It's just much harder that way. So let me go down into the Facebook chat. And if you've never been in the Facebook chat, you can just ask to join the group and Jay will let you in. Jay, my lovely producer, who is also a 1-2 radio host and a 1-2 listen psychic guide. And he does all of his jobs and wears all of his hats very well. Thank goodness for Jay. I don't know where we'd be without him. So, anyhow, once you're in the chat room, you'll like I said, look, scroll down and you'll see my banner. And of course, I'm making this much more complicated than it is. It's really a simple process. You just go down there, and in my chat room at the moment, let me just refresh it. And I'm getting weird messages. Okay. Okay. Who is here? Renee is here. She says, "Happy autumn." Yay. It is, you know, it's so funny because being in California where we don't have super defined seasons, it's kind of interesting. So I sometimes don't really notice the change because it's not the same all year round. It actually is different, but it's more of a slide on into the season rather than, yes, this mark of line of demarcation, where you actually do get more of a distinct change. So it's kind of funny that way, but I like it. So yeah, it has been getting cooler at night, but it's still been pretty warm during the day. Not like the 118 days we were getting a couple of weeks ago. Hey everybody, we just had a technical difficulty. Hopefully it's better now, but let me know if you can hear me, okay? Just, you know, put it in the chat room and Facebook and let me know if it sounds okay. And if not, let us know that too, because I always want to know what's going on. Thankfully, Jay caught it and hopefully fixed it. So we should be good to go now. Okay, so where was I? I was in the Facebook chat and I was saying hello to all of you. So yeah, I know I was going on about the weather, but nobody really cares about that, I don't think. So we won't say any more about that. But yeah, I'm actually glad, Renee, that you said happy autumn because thankfully it has been cooler. So I'm happy about that. And it's still nice and warm during the day. But right now, where I am in California, it is pretty cloudy. Seems like the sun's been coming out a little bit later in the day for the past few days. And hey, Edward, I see you in the chat room. He says, "Blessed morning, love. Just giving my support and blessings as I let your voice serenade me as I rest, as I am crazy sick. Oh no. In case it is something going around, be careful." Edward, I really hope you feel better. I know that you've been like working yourself to the max and just like doing a lot. I feel that and I also know that. Yeah, I have feelings about illness that are probably different than a lot of people's. I feel like illness is kind of a belief system. It happens for different reasons than we think, which are a little too detailed probably to get into right now. But like the common thought about catching something from someone else, it's a belief. Because there have been times that, you know, you're around people who are sick and then you get sick. And then there are other times when you're around people. Like I know people who are around their whole families, like their whole family had COVID and they never got it and didn't get sick. So it's like, why does that happen? Well, probably a bunch of different reasons, you know. strong immune system and just a belief in the fact that you're safe and healthy. And if you believe it truly, nothing can affect you if you really don't believe in it. And I know that's a big thing to say, but that's what I believe because I've seen it happen. I've seen my belief overcome the beliefs of most of the collective in many cases. So I'm going to stick with that. But anyway, not trying to minimize your situation at all, Edward. I realize it's no fun to be sick. I've been there. Don't want to be there again, honestly. But give yourself some rest. Take care of yourself. Hydrate. Hydration is really important. And I can't stress that enough. I am noticing, especially as I've started to use these patches that I started to talk about, and they're called LifeWave, and the patches start, you start with a patch called X39, and basically they're just these little round patches with crystals in them. They're very, very fine crystals, and you stick them on your body in different areas depending on, what you need them for. And they work with the energy of your body. It's a very natural healing. There are no drugs involved. And excuse me. Oh, sorry. My digestion does not seem to want to want to behave during my show this morning, and that's okay. I'll just deal with it. So I might burp. I'll try not to do it in your ear. But yeah, these patches have, I've been on them, I've been using them probably, I think probably about 4 months now. And I'm definitely noticing that, I'm noticing the detoxing effects are starting to really kick in. And that's a good thing because I want my body to detox. It's part of how these patches work. They're healing light. And so they actually do regenerate your cells. They activate your stem cells and they regenerate your DNA. They create longer telomeres, which are the DNA strands themselves, which is what you want if you want to live a long and healthy life. And I definitely want to live a long-ish and healthy life. I'm not sure how long. I'm not sure I want to get super old, but I'm sure that will change the older I get. Because way back when I was in my 20s, I used to say, oh my God, the age that I am now, which shall not be said on the air, is like, oh my goodness, I can't even imagine. Because it just felt so old at that point. And now that I'm here, I'm here to tell you, it's not. It's really not. And I still feel like I'm, the same as I ever was. It's no different, honestly. I might have to be a little more cognizant of certain things like my digestion and but nothing major, not really. I mean, I can see some things have changed. Obviously, I think my eyesight started to shift a little bit, but honestly, that's not, I don't contribute anything to aging. I really don't. I don't buy into that. That's not a belief of mine. I also know some things that, the general public, excuse me, the general public probably does not. And that's okay. Not everyone is on the same journey. But I probably know some things about how things work spiritually that most are not aware of. And one of those things is the ascension process that is happening right now in the world to everyone, whether you know it or not, because not everyone is feeling it the same way. And I talk about this all the time. So some of the ascension symptoms, which are actually physical symptoms, I can totally tell are happening, and I know and feel that that's what they are. Because I've gone to doctors and had them check me out. And I went for an eye exam pretty recently, and I can see that I can see that My eyesight has, and I'm not even sure it's my eyesight because my eyesight is still perfect when I'm looking at something up close because I'm nearsighted if I take off my glasses and I can still see everything perfectly. It's just that one, my last pair of glasses that I got, they changed the prescription a little bit. And they've never quite gotten it right. I had a pair of glasses. I think I told this story, but I had a pair of glasses on during a very intense car crash. Maybe let's see, in 20, the end of 20, I think it was the end of 2019, I think. 2018 or 2019. A lot of things were happening to me in 2018, 2019. Which I know have shifted me upward and have upgraded my physical body to hold more light and to ascend, like I'm talking about. It's a whole process of energy that everyone is going through. And so I know that regarding my eyesight, these are some changes that my physical body just is probably too dense to really handle as well as my spirit can, because the spirit is a much higher, lighter energy, and there's no density to it. Whereas, since we are spiritual beings in a physical body, that can sometimes get a little wonky because we are these very palpable, seemingly palpable physical structures. And, you know, we can touch and we can feel our I'm tapping on my legs as I speak. We can actually feel our physicality. And it's kind of interesting to know that within and surrounding these physical bodies is this very energetic being, this very high vibing, conscious being, conscious energy that we are all comprised of. So it's kind of a, pardon my French, it's a bit of a mind fuck. It really is. But once you get it and you start to really feel it, it makes total sense. So, where was I going with that? Anyway, these patches that I've been using are very helpful if you've got any pain in your body, anything that needs healing. Some of the patches are, really great for well, just about everything, really. Even if you're just wearing some of the very basic ones, like they have different names. One of them's called X39, that's the main one. Even if you're just wearing that one, you're going to activate your stem cells. And who doesn't want to do that, right? So it's worth looking into. I'm not trying to sound like a commercial, but and I've not made this like a huge money-making business for myself. This is just something I'm doing because I want people to heal. So if you're interested in those, I can put the link in the chat room. And so you can all read more about it and then circle back to me if you're interested and I'll give you more information. I can be reached through my Facebook Messenger under Lori Love, or I can be reached on my Instagram. You can DM me there. And about anything, really, not just this. I'm always open to communication if you guys need help with anything. I'm here for it. Or you can just drop a comment right here since we're in the Facebook chat right now, and I'll be happy to answer. But I'm on Instagram as Lori the Love Sherpa, and Lori the Love Sherpa are all separated with dots. Lori dot the dot love dot Sherpa. So that's a couple ways of finding me and reaching me. So you can get a hold of me and I can help you out with whatever you need. Okay, let me go back to the Facebook chat, which needs to be refreshed very desperately. Okay. All right. All comments. Yeah, so I hope you feel much better, Edward, and I hope you get over whatever it is. Just make sure this is, I know this is how I got on this. The hydration piece has been so important for me lately. I can actually feel my body needing more water. And it says, even when you're using the patches, that they don't work as well if you're not hydrated. So, hydration during ascension is essential. It's so important. I can't stress that enough. If you are not drinking enough water right now, if you're not drinking, honestly, at least I want to say a gallon of water a day, or at least just shy of that, you're probably dehydrated. And I am certain about that. I honestly have never been more certain of anything. This is a fact. If you are not getting enough water, you're going to be hurting in many ways. So the more water you drink right now, and also have some salt with it because you need that to, in order for the water to get into your cells, it's really important. Just take like a little bit of Celtic salt or Himalayan salt. And I'm sorry about the noise outside. I hope it's not messing up my voice. Because the salt is really important to take along when you're drinking water because it helps the water actually get into the cells. Excuse me one second. I'm going to take a drink. Hopefully that will help my throat. Okay. It's funny because I was listening to a couple of the other radio show hosts recently, and we're all seeming to have the same throat issue. I wonder why. Okay. Back to the Facebook chat. Want to make sure I say hi to all of you. Goodness, since we're halfway through the show already. Hey, Quelly. She says, blessings, Lori. Blessings to you, too. And yeah, Edward, the playback should be good. Let me know if it's not. He's making a comment about the audio. Yeah, we've been having all kinds of issues this morning on Mark's show. I think Kat was the only one who didn't have any issues so far. So hopefully there will be none ongoing. No, you're definitely not crazy, Edward. It's definitely real. So yeah, hopefully that will fix things because Jay did the reset. Hey, Pamela. Pamela's here in the chat saying hello. And Renee says it's cloudy here this morning too, but we'll be getting warm up to low 80s. Yeah, that's what I read as well. It's just so funny because it feels like it's somewhere in the 60s right now, and yet it gets up to 80s. So it's almost like you never know what to wear sometimes here in California. You have to be prepared for two different seasons in one day. But I guess I'm getting used to it since I've been here for 10 years. Okay. Yeah, Renee says, thank you for fixing the audio, Jay. It is, right? Jay says, it's all going a little haywire this morning. Thank you for your patience, everyone. And thank you, Renee. Thank goodness we have like such a crack producer who knows what he's doing. All right. So, since we look like we have covered everyone in the chat, I think. Okay. So I want to invite you again that if you have questions, you can put them in the chat. So I was talking about cause and effect before, and that it's something I learned at the University of Santa Monica when I was studying spiritual psychology. And also, I believe it's something I've heard repeated in other spiritual belief systems too. Gosh, I really apologize for that noise outside. It's lasting longer than usual. I may have to take you into the other room because it's getting kind of loud. And we're just having all kinds of issues this morning, aren't we? This is getting ridiculous. I'm going into the other room, guys. Bear with me. This is just too much for me. It's throttling my nerves. Okay, it's quieter in here. So the things I was thinking about when I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about today, and I'll usually let spirit decide that for me, and that's
That always works out best anyway. But I'm gonna hibernate here in my bathroom for a moment and shut the door. But my goodness, for some reason the mechanics and the machinery they're using outside today is very loud, more loud, louder than usual. So also, I did want to say, if you do feel like you need a reading of some sort, I can pull cards and give you some insight in whatever's happening for you. And that is always helpful, so I'm always happy to do that. I'm just looking at my notes. So yeah, there's been a lot going on with, the ascension, and especially with the eclipse and the full moon that just passed. I feel like this week has been really challenging for a lot of people all at once, since, we are a collective and we all do tend to connect to each other and feel each other's energy. And a lot of us are going through some similar things for different reasons, perhaps, but similar feeling emotions and energies. And I just feel like, good Lord, this past week, and possibly even continuing on into now, it's just been a lot. And handling that in the best way that we know how can sometimes also be challenging. And I had some things happening this week. I've had some ongoing conversations, and they seem to be finding their way. I seem to be finding my way through them, which is a good thing. And but the struggles that we go through, damn, as hard as they can be sometimes, like, poor Edward is over there sick in bed, and other people are dealing with other life crises and illnesses and injuries and just hard stuff, relationship stuff, and the list is never ending to the human issues that we deal with. And I sometimes wonder how we all come through it. But the way we all come through it is because we are spiritual beings. And when we rely on spirit and not so much ourselves, it makes it a hell of a lot easier. Excuse me. So I guess this burping through the show thing is it's just gonna happen, so whatever. But once we really take a moment to kind of step out of the chaos and center ourselves and remember who we really are, no matter what's happening around us, I just focus on spirit. I focus on who I really am. That God consciousness, that's who I am at my core. I may be in a human body for a while, and that's great, because we can experience so much in a human body, and so much of it is wonderful. And some of it's not. And those are the things that we kind of have to roll with as best as we can. And the way that I do it is just going back to my God consciousness. And now I'm going to take you into the other room again, because it seems that someone has turned on a very loud fan in another apartment right next to me. And that's really kind of distracting. I don't know where to go in my apartment to escape the noise today, because it's still out here in the living room, but it's not as bad. Gosh, I've never seen them last this long. It's just crazy to me. Oh well, who knows what spirit's trying to tell me? Get out of resistance, Lori. Go into allowing, which is what I'm going to do. So I'm just going to keep going and hope you guys can hear me. Because with everything else that's happened so far, what else am I going to do? Fight it? I don't think so.
All right. So how about we do this? How about I look at my notes and I go back to the chat room first of all to make sure you all aren't having a conniption fit, which I don't think you are because you're all very, very chill people for the most part. And chat, come on, chat. Okay, Facebook can sometimes be not so fun, but I think you're all good so far. Okay, yeah, you are. So, going back to my notes. Yeah, and just to say really quickly, because this came up for me when I was listening to Mark's show, and Kat's show before me, I am truly amazed that there are so many people in the world who are non-believers in intuition, having experienced it myself, having experienced others' intuition. But especially since I'm kind of a trial and error person and I have to experience something in order to believe it, having very much experienced my own intuition and my own psychic abilities, I can't deny them and I can't say they don't exist. Like some people who are, really adamant about, they're not being science and, it's not scientifically proven, blah, blah, blah. I don't care if it's happening, it's happening. And certainly if it's happening to me, I'm not going to gaslight myself and say it doesn't exist because it very much does. And I've known this since I was a small child. So the thing about that, it amazes me, and yet I understand it because not everyone is on the same journey. So if we're all on different journeys, then of course there are going to be people who don't believe it because they've never experienced it themselves, which I also find hard to believe that they've never experienced anything like that, but they probably have, and they just don't recognize it as what it is. They probably, cognitive dissonance is a big thing. And people try to explain things away with other reasoning. And they're usually successful if they really want to explain something away so that they don't have to keep believing in it. There's a term for that. I forget what it's called. Anyway, begins with a C. It's two words. Anyhow, so what I think I'm going to do now is read from my book, Opening Doors Within, and I'm going to read the daily meditation for today's date, which is again Monday the 23rd, 20 Monday, September 23rd. You're like, the 23rd of what month, Lori? Monday, September 23rd, 2024. Gosh, I can't believe it's September already, you guys. And I can't believe it's September's almost over. This is insane how fast this year is going. I mean, I think we say that every year, but it just feels faster this year for whatever. Well, for reasons that I've been talking about all along, right? Ascension speeds things up. Have you noticed that things that, you have a fleeting thought about, gee, wouldn't it be nice if this happened and then it'll happen? I mean, that's been happening to me a lot. And then I read an article recently about that very thing. It's like when you have that, wouldn't it be nice feeling or about something, just happening, that's very intuitive. Pardon me. Okay, September 23rd. And again, this is from the book Opening Doors Within by Eileen Caddy. It's 365 Daily Meditations from Findhorn, Scotland. And this was channeled by Eileen. Spirit, she channeled spirit, and spirit spoke through her and gave her these daily meditations, which I think is pretty darn cool. So, September 23rd, and this is for everyone. It says, you cannot play a game of tennis just by standing there with a racket and ball in your hand. You have to raise the racket and hit the ball over the net. You have to take action. So with faith, you have to do something to prove to yourself that it does work when you live by it. the more you try it and realize that it works, the more confident you become until you are willing to take any step in faith without hesitation, because you know we are taking it together. And anything is possible when you are willing to do so. You have to have faith in your ability to swim before you jump into deep water with complete confidence. Otherwise, you'll drown. Gee, this feels really harsh today. You have to have faith in the ability to live by faith before you can do it. Faith begets faith. How can you tell whether you can trust me unless you try it and see if it is so? Okay, I have a lot of thoughts on this. So I will say that, and this is how I'm perceiving this particular meditation. And again, that's why we ponder these meditations. It just gives us food for thought. So my food for thought here, my thoughts are that, yes, on one hand, this is very true. And I can see exactly what is meant by it, because if you have experienced, one day you have no money, and then something happens, and all of a sudden you have some money, and you kind of know that you trusted enough to be able to believe that you would. I know that's kind of wonky the way I said that. But like it helps to have to see evidence first. It always helps to see evidence first that you can have faith in something. Do I think it's always essential? Yes, well, yes and no. Having had so much evidence that I can trust, it's probably why my trust is so strong, because I do have so much evidence. However, I don't even think I realized in the beginning, when I didn't really know enough to trust. I guess I must have somehow trusted subcon or unconsciously in a way, because maybe it's not so much trust as it's just kind of letting go of it because you don't have a choice. Sometimes you get to a point where you don't know what to do, and you're like, all right, well, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And you don't know, but you kind of like lay down the sword. And that in itself is surrender, because you're not fighting and you're not resisting. You're just sort of allowing and accepting the situation, which basically is all you really need to do to get out of any troublesome situation. Because that's when the energy can shift. It can't shift if you're in resistance and judgment. So the idea of being able to have faith when you have no evidence, it starts when you're not even really knowing about it. How can I say that better? It's like we are unaware, but we're building a muscle all the same. So, yeah, there's a point where you have no idea. You only have faith because you have no choice, or so it seems. So that's when, since you've laid down the sword and you've dropped the resistance, spirit comes in, shifts the energy, and things get better. And then you see this, which is proof that you can trust. And so you see this, and next time something happens, you say to yourself, well, it worked out last time, so maybe it'll work out this time, hopefully. And even if it's just that hope is a very high vibrational emotion. So even if there's hope, that can shift things. And that's where the faith comes in. And that's where the proof comes in, so that you can have the faith. So yeah, I think this is kind of a yes and no thing, this particular meditation. And I'm glad it came up, because it's not always easy when you have no proof that something can be trusted. But if you really look around, even if you have no proof of your own personally, you can probably look at other people's lives and see the proof in other people's lives where things have happened for them. This has happened recently to me. I mean, it happened to a few friends of mine where their situations just seemed honestly very hopeless. And yet they never gave up. They never gave up hope, and they just let go because they had no choice. But they were aware of God consciousness and who they were, and they just dropped into that and said, okay, I'm gonna just allow spirit to shift this energy. And spirit did, and miracles happened. I kid you not. I wish I could remember the one that just happened. It was very recent. I'll probably remember it after the show. But that's how it works. So it's kind of, I think, a progression during our life of going from the unconscious to the conscious, and really fully dropping into that awareness that we can and need to trust that God's got us, spirit's got us. We are that God consciousness. We are children of God. And excuse me. There's no stronger protective force that can take care of us any better than spirit, the divine. So that feels pretty complete. And we have a couple of minutes left, so I'm just going to check the Facebook chat. But I hope you all understand what I mean by that, because yeah, I definitely agree with what they're saying in this book. And I think words are kind of funny sometimes, because they're very open to interpretation by different people. And my own belief is, from my point of perception at the moment, and is colored by all my experiences, just like everyone. But yeah, the main thing is that, eventually, first we do things unconsciously and then we do them consciously. That's just how it works. And when you learn that you trust even more. And that's when things really start to happen and you start manifesting more quickly, and your intuition gets stronger. And it's just a lovely, lovely, like a runaway process. So I'm just glad I'm here to help share all of that with you. So let me go over to the Facebook chat. Okay, you all look pretty content today, so I am glad of that. I hope that you're all resting, and I hope you're all hydrating well. And I'm going to sign off. So thank you for being here with me. I'm grateful for your presence. I am grateful for spirit's guidance for us all, and for what I want to talk about on my show, because spirit always lets me know what to talk about and always just kind of guides me through the maze of life. And the show is a part of that. So I want to always offer you something of help and something of value. So I hope that I have done that. And I will be back here again next Monday, same time, to do that again. So I invite you all back then. I hope you will all come see me again next week. You have been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way we listen to and perceive the world. I love you all. Bye, everybody.